Going to talk on Radio Veritas on this Ash Wednesday and also Valentine's Day, and so we hope it really is a beautiful day for you today. And if you haven't received the ashes yet, if you haven't been to Mass, I'm sure some people went 6 o'clock this morning. I know there's a 9 o'clock Mass today in most parishes, and there'll be a 12 o'clock Mass as well, and of course 7 o'clock in the evening Mass as well. So make sure you receive your ashes today. So of course, Wednesday marks the beginning of Lent, but of course this year it also means Valentine's Day. And so on the line with us now to discuss this is Dr. Nonta Dohande. Dr. Nonta Ando.
Yes, a very good morning to you, Kanye. How are you?
I'm great, thank you, and blessed Ash Wednesday to you.
Yes, a blessed Ash Wednesday and Valentine to you too.
So here we are. It begins on this Valentine's Day, and you were giving a talk just this past weekend, and you say Lent begins on Valentine's Day, a call to radical love in troubling seasons of hate. And I mean, the song that we just listened to now, talking about love as a beautiful thing, and that we need to try and spread it all around the world.
Yes, I like that song too, by Lionel Richie. I was listening to it.
It's a beautiful song indeed. And sometimes it's very difficult to do that, as you say, now in this troubling seasons of hate.
Yes, yes, yes. And you know, I one of the things that I mentioned is that, you know, to have both beginning of the Lent, Ash Wednesday, on the same day as Valentine, is almost a prophetic wake-up call for us as Catholic, as Christians, that Lent, really, we need to return to love. And the Lent type of love is that we follow the footsteps of Jesus, that is to associate with the marginalized in our communities, to be able to love our enemies, to be able to forgive those who have hurt us, to be able to reconcile our relationships, to be active in the world, to be those that bring love and peace. And what will happen is that the suffering will come. And so often what we have done is that we have said, I want to prescribe my suffering. I'm not going to eat chocolate, and I'm not going to go to, you know, watch this television program. You prescribe your suffering. But Jesus didn't prescribe his suffering. He focused on doing the, you know, the will of God, which was really active in his community, speaking the truth, you know, challenging things that were, you know, like, especially with marginalized people and even how we use our resources. And so because he acted the way that he did, that led to the passion. So what I'm saying is that the call to return to love in and of itself, as we love and as we practice and as we follow in the footsteps of Jesus, it will inevitably lead to some form of suffering. For example, let's say you've not been talking to somebody either in your family or in your workplace. And the call, you know, we know that Jesus said, you know, bless and pray for those who, you know, persecute you. So it means that, you know, this Lent, you know, even if the only thing you manage to do is to say hi, but you need to go further and say, I'm so sorry for my part in the breakdown of this relationship. And you will experience just how painful it is to admit our own wrongdoing, how painful it is to reconcile and to express love. And even to go further, you know, to those groups, you know, because all of us belong to all kinds of groups. Like, I am a woman, an African, and so all these other groups and have their own kind of prejudice. And Jesus had to break through the prejudice of his group to reach out to other people in different groups. And so that's what's going to be required of us if we are going to walk in the path of Jesus, which is the path of love. We don't have to look for suffering. Suffering will find us.
And Jack Tenenda, you know, I like that you call it radical love, you know, a call to return to radical love. You know, the word radical in our situation has been used to describe the, you know, the, as they say, the radical, what's the word? Monopoly capital, what's the word?
Yes.
No, radical economic transformation. Yes, that's. So the word radical. Okay, so we're losing Dr. Nontado. I think we'll have to just come back to him while we remind ourselves what love is. No more children off to war. If we search in our hearts, all this suffering will be. No more. Let there be joy in the world. Let there be. Let there be a song. Ah, let there be. Let there be peace on earth. Let there be for all God's children. Let them. Okay, so there we are. Let there be peace. Let there be no sorrow. Let there be lots of joy for people all around the world. Dr. Nontando, you there?
Yes. Yeah, I'm listening because I love that song so much. yes, and you know what we see, Kanye, is that today, you know, I had attended a conference at WITS last year that was looking at this, the rise and the normalization of hate.
Yes.
And they're saying what happens is that today in our world, it's almost as if we have normalized hate. And they were saying, for example, that all of us, you know, have groups of people in our, that we make jokes about, that we call names. And in our circles, it becomes acceptable to name either the foreigner or to name either the gay person a particular name or another race a particular name or prejudice around that. That in our different groups, certain kinds of prejudice become normalized. And they were talking about that this kind of normalization opens up the space for, you know, even, you know, if you keep going up and up and up, you know, all these genocides, they happen, they start with the normalization of the, you know, hatred of the other in our everyday speech. And so for us to really tackle this, we need to love radically.
Radically. Nice. Nice. So love without any conditions. Love. But also what you're saying then, Doctor, is that prejudice can actually lead to hate.
Yes. Yes, it does. It's the first step to hate.
So you just look at this and you say, this is not something that I relate to, and you prejudice to that, and then something leads to another, and then you end up hating that.
Yes, absolutely, because everything starts small. And that's why Jesus, you know, was saying that even the act of love, they start small. If we want to do, you know, change, we have to be intentional about planting seeds. But, you know, things like hate, you know, they creep up on us. Suddenly it becomes normal, you know, to say certain things about other groups. And then when we are talking about them in our particular circles, it's almost as if it's okay. It's okay to call people a kind of derogatory names and to, you know, to speak in that way. And gradually that separates us from each other. And, you know, in this song, Lionel Richie is saying that, no, love is what is going to bring us together. And that's what Jesus actually went to the cross for. He, in his community at that time, he broke all the protocol. And reached out to people that his community was rejecting. You know, and like, for example, when he was talking to the Samaritan woman on the wall, the disciples were shocked. How can he talk, first of all, to a Samaritan? That was one prejudice. The second prejudice, how can he talk to a woman? Because in those days, women were, you know, were not regarded with the same kind of dignity like today. But he broke all those rules. in order to usher in the kingdom of God, where everyone is included, where there's an equality. And because of that, because of doing those actions and reaching out to people and, you know, sacrificing his own life, that led to suffering.
Dr. Londando says that this is a very prophetic day. Lent beginning on Valentine's Day, and this call to radical love. We need to return to love. That's the message from Dr. Nondando Hadeb this morning. 27 minutes after 7 o'clock on Radio Veritas, 576 a.m. Dr. Nondando, for Lent now, what other tips would you have for us? You know, some people say, you know, I don't even decide to give up anything anymore because I always, along the way, then go back to doing that. What would be your message?
I remember there's a quotation going around, you know, on the internet, you know, and they're saying that the source of the quotation is Pope Francis, and it says that you should fast from things like gossiping.
Yes.
Fast from any words of hatred or fast from keeping quiet when people are being, insulted. You know, fast from, you know, just be active, you know. So a lot of things that, let's say, for example, one decided to fast from gossip. That would really transform all our offices and our homes. And if we fasted from all kinds of negativity and lack of hope, particularly in our context now when there's so much political changes, it's so easy to buy into a situation where we forget that we are the light of the world. So, you know, so we need to fast from attitudes that contribute to, you know, hatred or the breakdown of relationships between the races or the ethnic groups. So let's make our fasting an act of radical love. And we will see that even that is really the best witness to Christ. And also, if there are people that we are not talking to, that part of our fast is to say that I'm going to reconcile, because that costs a lot. So it's kind of like taking action. You know, in the name of radical love, in whatever areas in our lives that there's an absence of that.
Fast from all negativity in your life.
Yes.
Dr. Londando, I think we will have to leave it at this Ash Wednesday. Have you been to Mass yet? Of course, that's...
I'm planning to go to Holy Trinity, mm-hmm. Either at 10 o'clock or 1:15. So I'm technically going today. I can't miss that. And I just really want to take the opportunity to thank you and the staff at Radio Veritas for continuing the great work of nurturing our faith, and to just appeal to our listeners, let's join hands and let's practice radical love, because this is a prophetic message that the world needs more love.
Radical love. I think that's
yes.
the theme in my heart throughout this Lent season.
Yes. Thank you. And it's something that I'm looking to practicing too, because I just sense that the coming together of Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday is really a wake up call to do some loving.
Dr. Nondando, thank you very much for your time and, of course, for your wonderful program on Radio Veritas as well.
No, thank you. And likewise, Kanye, all the members, we're a team there at Radio Veritas. And thank you so much to you, too.
God bless.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.